You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. And I want to share with you today about, this might be the most important thing that we could end up focused on, and that is our worship of God. That's where everything is going to end and echo throughout eternity. Is our worship of God. And it's a major factor in our present life, no matter what's going on in our present life. Let's just start in Psalm 95, the first six verses. I'll read this today from the English Standard Version. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God." Let me back up. Because the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Wow, pretty powerful call to worship there. God is above all. God made all. God can do all. And God is worthy of all worship. Now, here's the thing. Everyone is a worshiper. You are a worshiper. That's your created design. That's who and or what you worship is the variable. But you're going to worship. You will worship. And your worship will result in either fullness in your life or emptiness in your life. Now, let me say that again because it's very important. Who or what you worship is the variable. Because you will worship. You're going to worship someone, something, and your worship, the who or what you worship, the variable, that will result in either fullness or emptiness. St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they have found the object of worship that we were created to honor." So what is worship? Worship is a feeling and expressing of worth, adoration, devotion, reverence, awe. It's acknowledging God's greatness, his perfection, his ability, his accomplishments. It's a response to God's goodness, a response to his mercy and his grace. And only God is worthy. Only God is worthy. Now, there are many ways to worship God. Certain ways to worship God that are prescribed for us by Scripture. I think also we are to live our lives. How we live our lives is worship to God as well. And so let's explore this a little bit because here's the thing. God is to be worshiped. You are a worshiper. That's your created design. Is to be a worshiper, and you're going to worship someone or something, just as I said a few moments ago. So how do we do this? Let's just explore this a little more. It is supposed to be a vibrant, central part of your life, of my life, that we worship God. And as I think back, you know, times where worship was weak, I was weak as a result of my worship being weak because of distraction, busyness, you know, you name it. So let's make the move. Let's make the journey here to become worshipers. And it will help us to be informed worshipers. So let me explore a few things in this episode and several future episodes as we look at worshiping God and being a worshiper of God. So worship also includes praise, and all of that includes, as a basis, thanksgiving. I think that's the key. That's the how we rev all of this up, and what kind of fuels it is thanksgiving helps us to be aware and alert of God's greatness, his perfection, his ability, and so forth. So praise and worship, very importantly, is not ritual. See, the danger of religion over time is it loses its focus and becomes ritual. It loses its heart and it becomes hard. And praise and worship is not to be just ritual. And as we look at religion, you know, it's about God, but without God. It's going through the motions, a lot of ritual. So let me say this up front. The heart is the heart of true worship. Hear it again. The heart is the heart of true worship. In Matthew 15, verse 8 and 9, Jesus said this. He said, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me." That in vain, it means empty, fruitless. Let me paraphrase, you just wasted your time. So you can go through the motions and draw near with your mouth and honor with your lips, but if your heart is not there, your heart is far away, then you didn't worship God. That was empty. That was fruitless. You wasted your time. It was all in vain. So what was the difference there? Their heart. They did the motions, but their heart was not there. And the heart is the heart of true worship. So in church, and we're in the worship portion of a service, excuse me, you want to make sure that you're not just going through the motions. You're not just singing songs, or the worship leader says, "Oh, let's clap our hands," or "Let's raise our hands to the Lord." Let's make sure that our heart is involved. And I'm sure I'll say this soon, but our heart cannot be in what our mind is not on. I'll say it again. Our heart cannot be in what our mind is not on. So it is a matter of also, excuse me again, directing our thoughts, putting our mind on God. So that's why I think our worship also needs to be informed. And again, our heart can't be in what our mind is not on. And so let's get our mind into worship. Let's get our heart into worship. And let's worship the Lord. Now, Meadowbrook Church, the church I pastor, we have four priorities for every service we come together. Lift up, look up, listen up, and live it out. And the lift up portion, that's how we begin a service, is that's our worship. That's our worship. It involves music and singing. And that's not the only way to worship God, but it's the best group activity. We can't just have everybody come together and then say, "Okay, everybody, worship God," because that's going to be bedlam. That's going to be chaos. That will be out of order. And God said, when you come together, let everything be done decently and in order. And that's on leadership to do that. So for us to lead the people to lift up, and so let's worship the Lord. And let's use music and singing, because I think that is the best group activity. Now, worship honors the one to whom we owe everything. And we deserve nothing, but we owe him everything. The movie Toy Story, if you'll remember the little plastic alien guys in the crane game, And I think it's Mr. Potato Head rescues them. Somebody does. And their cute little voices, they keep saying, you have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful. You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful. And they follow Mr. Potato Head around the rest of the movie because they're so indebted, because they owe him everything. Now, in no way does that compare to God. But the point, they owed him everything. And so they were eternally grateful. That's really, and I hate to draw the analogy from a kid's movie, but worship honors the one to whom we owe everything. We owe him everything. We owe him everything. We deserve nothing. And so our worship of the Lord, let us be mindful. Let it be heartfelt that I'm honoring you, God, because I owe you everything. So if I stand, if I kneel, if I clap, if I raise my hands, if I bow my head and am silent, if I sing to the top of my lungs, if I play an instrument, whatever I would do as worship to you, you're worth it. You're worth it. And that's the root of worship is the worth of God. And so let me just encourage you today, get your mind on God, get your heart set on him, begin to worship him in the ways that you know how. And beyond the prescribed ways, worship him with your life today, because worship honors the one to whom we owe everything. Well, God bless you. Go be a good worshiper of a great God. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.